Hi, I'm Dallas.
Hi, I'm Nugget.
We're from Marlowe's Lagoon, and Palmerston is a really good spot to go fishing. We're at Durack Lakes at the moment.
And what's the fishing like here? I just walked past a sign that says hooked on Palmerston. Any good?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It has its moments. Different times of year, different types of fishing. Just barra is all we're chasing.
And this is one of a stack of lakes in the area, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think there's about six or seven of those lakes getting around here at the moment.
Some of them better than others?
Some fish at different times, if that makes sense.
Any croc action?
Yeah, every now and then there's one closed due to a croc sighting. I actually physically haven't seen one, but people have, yes.
And what about you, Nugget? Your dad says you come down here a fair bit. He reckons you've got secret fishing spots around here you won't tell him about. Is that true?
Oh, yes and no. Depends, really.
But more yes?
Yeah.
So what would he have to do to get those out of you?
Nothing, because I'm not going to tell him.
He also told me, and I don't know if I meant to repeat this, that sometimes you'll knock off the ride on lawnmower and head to these secret spots. Is that true as well?
Of course, yeah. True.
There are some good spots fishing. That's mainly where he's taken the lawnmower. Yep. Goes missing. You'll find it secretly stashed in a bush track somewhere with no key in it, and you'll know he's got his fishing rod in tow.
Have you ever followed him?
He's taken me to one of his spots, and it didn't really look that fishy. I think he might have taken me to the wrong spot.
Trying to throw you off the scent?
I think so, yes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You guys are in cahoots. You're not letting each other in. Have you got any spots you don't take him to?
No, he pretty much knows all my spots. He's actually my right-hand man. We do pretty much all our fishing together. So, yeah, so if it's not just me and him also, we take a lot of his mates as well. So there's usually probably normally about a group of five or six kids in tow in my car at any one time.
Well, I haven't been in a while, but in the wet season mainly, just come down here, catch barra after barra out of different ponds. Just have some fun. Biggest dad's caught out of one of the lakes is 82. And usually all you really get depends is around 60, 70, yeah. My best session at night time here is probably 12 barra, yeah, in 3 hours.
Majority of our time is spent down the Daly River. And we spend a bit of time in Kakadu as well. And we do a fair bit of Finnis River fishing as well. These lakes are really good. It's been a really good concept. It's really good for kids. Mums and dads, they love it. You see people come down here, never caught a barra before, and they'll go home, and whether it's big or small, I think as long as at the end of the day, kids are getting outside of the four walls, and that's what it's really all about.
And even in the time we've been here, which is only a couple of minutes, it looks like a father and son have pulled up right behind us and tossed a line in.
I'm quite interested to see that. It looks like they could be regulars too. They seem to have the right gear. So
I was going to say, you're talking to me, but you're watching them, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually talking to you, but looking straight through you at this particular time. So,
one last question. Is there a story behind the name Nugget? Where's that come from?
Oh, when I was about, I don't know, 4 months old, went to visit my uncle. And first time he seen me, my head was bigger than my body. And he just called me Nugget, and then ever since then, I've been getting called Nugget my whole life.
What a bugger.
Yeah.
That's all he's known as. Not known as anything else. Everyone just knows him as Nugget.
What's your story?
Get in touch and tell us your great story by visiting abc.net.au/whatsyourstory or give us a buzz on 1300 057 222.